Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back for this 281st edition of Optimal Living Advice, the podcast on which I, Greg Audino, take listener questions about various struggles in their lives and offer support and guidance as best I can. It's great to have you back once more on a Wednesday, and thank you for joining. So this time, we'll be taking a question about the road to self-awareness and some unexpected hiccups that this particular listener has found in their journey. So let's take a look at this question and help them to wade through these uncharted waters as we optimize your life. Even though I feel I have increased my self-awareness, I still notice more and more bad habits. The more I think I've made a lot of progress, thinking I've overcome and broken bad habits, the more examples I see of the habit still occurring. One that I'm really struggling with is codependency. Why let go of things and people? Okay, there we have it. Thanks a lot for sending this one in, Asker. Really nice to hear about your path towards self-discovery and all of the work that you're putting in. So congratulations are definitely in order. Golf clap. So for me, it doesn't feel as though you're not making great progress. It definitely seems instead that you've just arrived at a place within that progress, a checkpoint, if you will. At which the challenges that lie ahead just look a little different than you might have assumed that they would or prepared for. So let's really think about self-awareness for a second. Why would it not include the noticing of bad habits? Why would attaining it not include some steps backward? And why would it be restricted to only good habits and ascension? It takes awareness to notice things that we could be doing better as well. And therefore, self-awareness would not be possible without the noticing of bad habits in addition to improvements. And when you're not as self-aware, you are more blind to the automations of your life, good and bad. So part of the journey towards self-awareness has to be noticing things that you would like to improve upon. And maybe that sounds obvious. You know, it's definitely the impetus for anyone taking action to build upon themselves. But the part of the journey that you've arrived at is the realization that some of our least desirable patterns can't be removed so quickly as we would like them to be. It's not as easy as having a healthy smoothie and meditating for 10 minutes every morning. That's not going to save anyone from like a lifetime of trauma that's led to a host of self-destructive tendencies that they've never pondered the roots or consequences of. You know, this is the part of the journey that you've arrived at, and it's a scary and it's a beautiful place to be. And what is demanded of you now to keep making progress is another level of resilience. You're now required to confront these bad habits and lean into them as best that you can. You have to use all of your power to suspend self-judgment and instead get curious about these shadowy parts of you. Can you become patient with yourself and study these habits? Can you work towards changing them as you see fit, while at the same time accepting that they're there and loving yourself anyway? You're in a good position to do this right now, because you can't change or make adjustments to that which you can't see in the first place. And without the self-awareness that you have cultivated, undoubtedly cultivated up to this point, you wouldn't be able to see them. So, to catch you up on where I'm at, the question for you now is not whether or not you've made progress up to this point. You have. The question is, how can you now adapt to this new state of self-awareness and the ugliness and the messiness that comes with it? There's no need to question your growth. Instead, let's pivot into deeply questioning where your bad habits come from, what intentions lie beneath them, what triggers them, and again, how you can work on simultaneously accepting this part of yourself, not blaming yourself for being here, and working to make steady, healthy improvements. So you mentioned codependency. It's a sort of jarring term for a lot of people, but it's very common, and it's a fine place to start. So you said jokingly, I believe, why let go of things and people? It can sometimes feel like that's what's demanded of us as we seek to become less codependent, but it's not. We don't need to let go of things and people. We just don't want to rely on them for survival. There's a big, big difference. We're empowered both by having strong support systems and also by being able to trust that we can get by should something ever happen to those support systems. So if codependency feels particularly crippling to you, you may consider talking with a therapist about where it stems from. And in the meantime, ask questions of yourself. Let's think about what some of those questions might be. So one helpful self-reflection question could be, rather than deeming myself as a codependent person, what are the times at which I'm independent? This helps you to take a nuanced look at yourself and understand specifically where you tend to be more codependent, because it's not in all areas of life. And then to supplement that question, you might ask, when and why don't I trust myself? What do I imagine are the consequences of being alone in these times? And is there any proof to support that idea? So this, again, hones in on when codependency is present in particular and the stories you may be telling yourself about those situations. Okay, and then now, to help you get reacquainted with your power, you may ask yourself, when have I adapted in the past to situations in which I resisted having to be independent? So think big transitions in life that seemed scary at first, but you ended up growing into. Going to college, starting a big job, or moving into your own place. These would be really classic examples. And then finally, for a practical approach, always come back to the question of how can I lean into independence a little bit at a time rather than demanding a whole system overhaul? Maybe there are small, insignificant things that you tend to do with people, you know, but in reality, they provide no risk if you were to do them alone. These types of scenarios absolutely exist. And the more you can explore them, the more you can sharpen your perception of where risk truly lies and how you can overcome those risks should they come to fruition. Just as many people have before you, in spite of once experiencing the same feelings of worry that you do now. Okay, and that'll do it, everyone. Asker, I thank you once more for submitting this question, and listeners, I thank you once more for joining today. My hope for this episode is that it helps remind all of us that sometimes we have to take a step back before going two steps forward. You know, we might put so much effort into whatever it is that we're trying to improve upon, and reaching that extra gear or changing our approach can simply feel too daunting at times. But it is in those times in which we have to sacrifice more, that the rewards stand to become that much sweeter and more appreciated. It's definitely something I need to be reminded of right now. I'll tell you that in my own life, as I just bought my first home and am certainly adjusting to the demands of that. What a whirlwind. I don't know how you people do it, but I will figure it out. I will get there. And I'm particularly thankful for this episode and how it's helped me to be reminded of that. So that's going to wrap us up for today, though, gang. Don't forget, definitely send any questions of your own in if you would like help with them. You can email them to me at advice@oldpodcast.com. Get some support and make another episode possible. You will most certainly hear back from me. But in the meantime, have a great rest of your day, and I will see you on Friday for the next one. That's where your optimal life awaits.